Yes, there's power in his name. Come on and just begin to magnify the Lord. Wherever you are right now, there is power in the name of Jesus to manage your situation, to deal with your issues, to deliver you and bring forth victory in the midst of chaos. There is power in the name of Jesus. Come on and just begin to tell him thank you. Just begin to say thank you, God. Just invite him into your atmosphere. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And for those of you who will listen to the recording later, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. This is fire! This is fire! Hallelujah! Magnify the Lord. God has a great word for you today. We are in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. Again, we're in the book of Romans in the New Testament, chapter 8, verse 28. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you quickly of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, be sure that you don't miss this fresh word by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern Monday through Friday and available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text which includes today's message. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as video sermons, everything else you need to know about me, the ability to send me your prayer requests and testimonies is available on my website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. The recording will also be available there as soon as today's teaching is over. By now, you should have that word ready. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, reading from the KJV. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are be called according to his purpose. Listen to it again. And we know, glory, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love him today? To them who are the called according to his purpose. Have you been called by Jesus? Our topic for today's Daily Fire is one thing I know for sure. One thing I know for sure. Come on and repeat after me. What is it? One thing I know for sure. Years ago, when Oprah Winfrey used to have her talk show, she would have this segment entitled, or she would say, "One thing I know for sure." And then she produced her magazine, O Magazine. And when you go throughout the magazine, there was a section where she would again highlight, "One thing I know for sure." And in each publication, the one thing she knew for sure would, it would change. It would fluctuate based on whatever she was promoting or focusing on that particular month. And so within the context of whatever she was trying to get across, she would let you know that out of all the things she said and all of the things and statements she'd written, there was definitely one irrefutable fact that she knew for sure. Brothers and sisters, I came to tell you today that there is one thing I know for sure about Christ, and that will never change. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, that I just read unto you, Paul says, we know that all things are going to work out for the good. Not that there is a possibility or that it is highly likely, but he said, you can rest on this. You can bank on this one thing, that no matter whatever you are going through, no matter what obstacles Satan places in your path, there is one irrefutable, one unequivocal, one solid foundational principle, truth of the gospel, and that is that all things, glory, will work together for the good. God will, in other words, bring peace out of your chaos. God will, in other words, bring victory and snatches from the jaws of your pending defeat. God will come in and speak a word of healing over your illness. God will come in and supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. There is one thing, glory, we know for sure. And that is that Jesus will fix it. I said we know for sure that Jesus will fix it. Do you know that for sure today? You see, in the midst of the pandemic, still we are alive. You're listening to me right now. Jesus will fix it. You still have shelter, whether it's an apartment, whether it's a shack, whether it's a condo, whether it's a mansion. Jesus will fix it. You still have food in your home, whether it's a five-course meal and caviar, or whether you're just eating a three-course meal or a sandwich, as the children say. Jesus, he fixed it for you. No matter, glory, what you're going through. No matter what it looks like today, God has sent me here on Daily Fire to encourage your spirit. Jesus will fix it, rest on it, bank on it. That is the one thing we know for sure. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, and Jesus, it reads, and Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Now, it didn't say that the writer said it. It said, in Jesus' glory, looking upon them, said, with men, it is impossible. Whatever you're going through, men may have a word for you. We may have a temporary fix. We may have resources and solutions to which to refer you. But the ultimate outcome of permanently fixing your situation, it is impossible. But he said, with God, glory, nothing is impossible. You see, God can grant men or women the wisdom on how to not just plug up the hole of what is running out from your life, but to permanently fix the situation, not just to give you a flat repair, but to give you a brand new tire in the flat areas, in the leaking areas of your life. God can touch the right person to come in and help you pay your bills, help you learn how to budget, help you get a job. God can come in and give your physician the wisdom on how to prescribe the right medication and the right treatment. One thing I know for sure is that Jesus will fix it. Do you know that today? Do you know today for sure that Jesus will fix your issues? If you do, just begin to praise him. The lines are muted for those of you who are live. No one can hear you, including me. Come on and just begin to say, God,
I know you will fix it. Lord, I know you will fix it. Begin to call out your issues by name. Call out your obstacles by name. Call out your anxiety and worries by name. Call out what you need by name. And then just begin to worship Jesus. Begin to say, oh, what? I know for sure is that all things work together for the good. To them that love God and are called according to his purpose, God, I am called. God, I love you. And because of that, I know you will fix it. Jesus, you will fix it. Do you feel that anointing? Jesus will fix it for you. Jesus will fix it for me. One thing I know for sure. Glory. Jesus will fix it. Because there's nothing impossible for God. We're about to go into prayer. Come on and just begin to worship him. Just begin to tell him, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I know you will fix it. Tell him again, Lord, I thank you today. I know you will fix it. Tell him, I believe, God. Tell him I trust in you. I know you will fix it. Oh, come on and magnify him. It's done, it's done, it's done. It's done as we go into prayer. It's done, hallelujah. Jesus will fix it. One thing I know for sure. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus and we give you glory. Lord, we know that you will fix it. We love you. We are the called according to your purpose. We have been delivered under the blood of Jesus. And Father, today, we come standing in faith that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it tastes like, no matter what the verdict is, no matter how many notices we've received, Jesus will fix that. Jesus will fix that. Jesus will fix it. One thing I know for sure, glory, that Jesus will fix that. Oh Lord, we just magnify you. Help our faith, God. Help us not to give up. Help us to believe. Help us to stand strong. Help us to give it to you. Help us to release to you. Whatever we need, whatever it is, God, you got it. Whatever it is, whatever we need, God, you got it. Whatever it is, whatever we need. Whatever it is, whatever we need. Whatever it is, whatever we need. God, you got it. 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 And you'll fix that. That's one thing we know for sure, Lord. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. I lift up everyone listening right now. And those who will listen later, bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them when they rise and bless them when they lie down. Touch them, God, and bless them. Increase their faith and, Father, meet every need. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Just magnify him for your victory as we prepare to go into the altar call. Continue to magnify God. Just release unto him. Let the tears flow. Tell Jesus all about it. Hallelujah. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have forgotten that Jesus will fix it, for those of you who are in a spirit of fear, not just a natural, reasonable concern or anxiety, but a spirit of fear. You're fretting about your situation. You're growing despondent about it. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my doubt. I repent of my lack of faith. I repent of forgetting what you've already done in my life. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. I am rededicated. I am rejuvenated in my faith. I am revived in my faith. I am renewed in my faith. I'm a believer. And one thing I know for sure is that Jesus, you will fix it. Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to praise him. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure every day that you are spending time with God, that is how you stay saved. Remember to tune in live here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, roxy.org. R-A-W-S-I.org. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is one thing I know for sure. And what do you know for sure? Yes, Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it. So your topic or your task for today is to just walk around in a spirit of praise and victory all day. Because every obstacle, every situation, every fight, every person you've released to God, and now you know you have the victory. We're going to end today with trouble in my way. Jesus will fix it. I'll see you live at 7 a.m. Eastern for another Daily Fire. Don't leave home without it. This is fire. This is fire.
If you've ever had a little trouble in your life, I don't know whether you've had any trouble in your life, but there's a little song that says, a little old song we decided to do. The words say, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Huh? And the song goes on to say, I laid awake at night, but that's all right. Why? Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it. Oh,
in my way. I had to cry sometimes.